And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. I'm talking about y'all. This show goes like, whew, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. All right, some other people that cover a lot of ground. I'm telling you, Butters and Lee. It's time. We got a whoop whoop sound effect over there. Let's do some Butters and Lee. Hey, Butters, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
You've already been talking on the mic.
But I know. I'm here. I got a free cup of coffee every Thursday afternoon. It's awesome.
Just come in and hang out anytime you feel like it, bro. It's like your house. But also on the line with us right now, our good friend who has been known to even guest host this show, Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
We're
but
glad.
I mean, you're a bit far for me to just drop by for coffee, but I wish you were closer.
I wish we were closer, too. And you know what? Just so you know, the coffee pot is here when you can work it out. Just saying.
Okay.
hey, listen, we got questions. I hope y'all have answers. So you know the deal. Here's the way Butters and Lee works for the benefit of our audience. I've got two folks here who are like people who just help make this show work. And they have great input. They provide background effort that doesn't always get visible, but it certainly is necessary. And then at the same time, they have opinions. I like hearing their opinions. First question I ask, in your opinion... Brace yourself. In your opinion, what is the biggest strength and weakness of the Biden campaign and of the Trump campaign? Biggest strength and weakness. I'm going to go Lee first. What you got?
Well, for Biden, I would say the biggest strength is just what he did the last time, which is stay in the basement. The less he's out and about, the better.
Okay.
Because he constantly makes mistakes or he might trip and fall. He exposes his frailty, mental and physical. You know, it's just better for him to stay out of the limelight.
You saying that's his strength to stay out of the limelight?
Well, I guess it's just hiding the weakness.
But, yeah, I would say.
But, well, I mean, because he doesn't, what can he run on? He has no, I mean, his record is abysmal. There's just wars everywhere, and, you know, there's the, you know, nobody can afford groceries anymore. It's just, there's really not a lot for him to run on, except for just, I'm not Trump. And I'm gonna, you know, I'll keep my campaign stuff to very small rooms that they can try and make look bigger, and, you know, we'll have a lot of screaming people in one small room. That's all he can really do.
Okay. Wow.
And he's, I don't think he has strength. I mean, the weakness is just, I mean, I've said them both for him. You know, that's how they're running his campaign. For Trump, of course, weakness is going to be their kneecapping his ability to run.
Yeah.
Because, or to go out and do these big rallies that draw in a lot of people because of all these trials, which was the whole point of it. And they just want to keep him so tied up and busy with the trials that he just can't get out. But it's a mistake on their part, I think, because the more they put the screws to him, the more people seem to love him. It's just, it's having a great, you know, anti-effect. I love it.
So is that also his strength then?
Well, his strength is just, you know, who he is and how, you know, he's very relatable to an average person. Even though he's a billionaire, he can just connect with that. With that everyday person, he gets your you know struggle, unlike a lot of people who get just disconnected from you know human reality. So
okay.
I think that's probably his biggest strength.
Okay, so you're saying that Biden's biggest strength is also his biggest weakness, is that he can't get out in public, so his strength is to not get out in public. And Trump, his weakness is what they're doing to him, and his strength is the fact that he's Trump. All right.
Yeah.
Butters, Biden, Trump, strength, weakness.
So I think, let's see, what would be the best way to, so the biggest strength for Biden is that he's not Trump. And the biggest strength for Trump is that he's not Biden.
that's the epitome of a polarized nation right there.
I mean, and obviously that's from the perspective of, those that might vote for others. I think, a giant weakness for Biden and a strength for Trump is people are just tired. I think you've got those folks that are not in one camp or the other. It's going to be interesting to see. I think folks are just tired and they're sick of this. They're sick of where we are. So I think that's a pretty good weakness there. I think a weakness for Trump is, you know, the Republicans have got this pretty easy. Yeah. Really, just be normal. Like, quit being being crazy. And just like realize what's going to happen if you don't get your act together and you know, go tackle the problem. And I mean, I think that's going to be the biggest weakness.
So I agree with both of you, and I'll add a few things to it. I think that I think that Biden's biggest weakness is himself. I mean, the man's doddering. And for those who are willing to have an honest conversation about it, he does not inspire confidence whatsoever. Anybody who's worried about the world situation and then sees him try to do a press conference has to immediately worry more about the world situation. And that's maybe my perspective, but I think it's shared by a lot. I think Trump is definitely fighting the attempts to what did Lee call it? Kneecapping. But I'll tell you what, too. One of the things I think Trump's biggest difficulties are the never Trumpers, so-called Republicans, who could self-sabotage and otherwise. I mean, and basically just, you know, they have the ability to steal, you know, defeat from the jaws of victory. So we got to watch it. All right. Listen, before we run out of time, let me go to my next question. This one's local. I'm bringing it home. You ready? Here we go. Right here in Alabama. Home fries right here in Alabama. The Alabama House today decided to non-concur with the Senate version of the gambling bill. All right. My point is, I got in my inbox today a statement from the Speaker of the House, Nathaniel Ledbetter, who said, and here's his words, "It has been clear all along the people of Alabama really want to vote on this issue." My question to you is, do they? Butters, you first.
I don't know. I think to my comment about people are just tired. I could definitely see a pretty decent argument that I think
the whole package.
There's so little that we feel like we've got in our hands that, you know, all these decisions being made that we don't want, you know, even though it's coming from people that we supposedly elected and all of those kind of things. You know, there could be a pretty solid argument to just, give us a chance. Let us vote yay or nay. And, you know, and I would also say, let's kind of move on. You know, I mean, I know it's a big deal. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a big deal, but I don't know if anybody knows, but we got a few other big deals going on. And it'd be nice if we could put resources and efforts into focusing on that. So I guess in the sense of me personally, whether I represent all of Alabama, sure. Let me vote. Let me weigh in, and let's be done with it. If we say no, then wait. If we say yes, then let's figure it out.
And I guarantee you, if we vote and say no, they're going to try again the next year. But all right, let me ask you before I go to Lee. Let me ask you this: would you say that's true if they broke it down into, if they had separate bills for casinos, lottery, sports gaming? Would they want to vote on all three, or just vote on the lottery?
I think you'd probably want to vote all three, and you'd obviously have to get in and get all the extra fluff. You know, if there's Medicaid and like that kind of junk, but do we want to have some sort of clean way to vote yay or nay on, do we want to have a lottery and increase gambling? Yeah, we probably let the responsible voters take care of it.
Lee from Huntsville, your thoughts. Do people, like Nathaniel Ledbetter says, really want to vote on this, or is that just the legislature trying to justify their actions?
I think people want to vote on a lottery and possibly sports betting. Everything else, nobody wants. But they're tying it all together because the gambling interests in this state are desperate to get casinos and other things, which we don't want and don't need. It's just, we don't want to be Las Vegas in Alabama. We just don't want that. I just don't think most people do. But I think if it was separated out, you better believe it. Casinos would never pass alone. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Most of it would never pass alone. And giving the people who've been already doing gambling a pass and saying, well, that's okay, now you can, you know, since you've been doing it illegally so far, we'll just go ahead and give you a pass and now you can do it legally. No. None of that. But a lottery, me personally, I don't gamble and I don't play the lottery, so it doesn't affect me. But I would just say that if it was something individual, then yes. But I think if they're trying to glom it all into one thing, no.
So I'll be honest with you.
What does non-concurred mean? I don't even, does that mean they don't agree?
Non-concurred means the House did not agree with the Senate version, so now they have to go to a conference committee to see if they can work out their differences. That's what it means. And whether okay. they can or not is still a heavy lift. So I'll be honest with you as we wrap this up for this first segment. In 8 years in Montgomery, I never once had somebody ask me, please give me a chance to vote on casinos. I really want to vote on casinos. I never had anybody, and sports gaming was not as huge a deal back then, but I've only been out of office for about 5 years. But I never had anybody ask me for that. The only thing I ever had people ask me for was the opportunity to see if we could do a lottery in the state of Alabama. That's the only one I ever had constituents ask for.
So let me ask you this.
All right.
Why, if we've sent so many Republicans down to Montgomery, why is it an issue if people don't want to talk about it or don't want to, why is this happening? You know, like it doesn't seem money. Like a very Republican-y
money.
Thing.
Money, dude. Money. Butters. Lee and I are both like Butters. It's
wake up.
Show me the Benjamins, bro.
What kind of Republicans are they then?
Yeah. And there's a.
The ones that take money.
All right. Move us to the break, brother. Big Rig is taking us to the break. We are going to finish round one for Butters and Lee. We come back. They flip the script and start asking me questions. Oh, my soul. I wait with bated breath to see what it is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. I want to get one more of the whoop whoop. So we've got Butters and Lee right now. Outstanding. Okay, so this is the part we flip the script. I've been asking them questions. Now they get to ask me questions. Lee went first last time, so this time I'm saying Butters. So, you know, if I ask her first, she's going to filibuster the whole segment. So I'm going to go ahead and
I
go.
I will not.
We know how this works. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Butters, what is your question for moi?
Well, let me you take your pick. Do you want to talk about chemtrails or squatters' rights?
I will take whichever you
all
want.
All right. All right. Let's. So Tennessee, there is a Tennessee bill.
Oh, yeah.
That is up. It's called the chemtrail bill is at least the article that I saw. So it basically is they're wanting to pass a law to prevent anybody from spraying anything into the atmosphere intentionally designed to alter the environment.
There I was looking for the mass inoculations.
Yeah. So I've gotten this question being a guy that used to fly for a living. I'm sure Big Rig filled the chemtrail tank a lot on the F-16s.
Pray tell, what is your question?
Where have we gotten as a society, as a world, that we're actually talking about bills for chemtrail?
Okay. I will start off by saying this. Yeah, I know Lee's about to jump on this. I will start off by saying this. If we were to go back 4 years, or maybe 3 years right now, and make a list of all the conspiracy theories that were in place 3 years ago, half of them would come true by now. But that being said, I am not buying the tinfoil hat community's version of what is really what's called a contrail, not a chemtrail. Contrail is merely just condensation in the air being stirred up by the wings of the plane as it flies by. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I, you know, the chemtrail stuff, what jumped out at me was, what are we doing that we've got actual legislation, people taking actual time to create legislation for something as bizarre and crazy as
I mean, so we got stuff like we got fluoride in the water. We've got, people that are concerned about vaccine mandates. We've got a government that violated constitutional rights left and right over the last few years. And so I understand why people don't trust government. But the idea that every, Southwest Airlines flight that goes over and makes contrails is actually working for the government. It's not really taking people to see Mama for Thanksgiving. It's dropping chemicals. Shut up. So I ain't buying it. And I think that it's a little odd that the Tennessee legislature has a bill. By the way, is the bill, is it passing through
process? I didn't see that in the, it's in the pipeline. I would expect something like that out of maybe Washington State or Oregon, but Tennessee?
No, Oregon, they'd be inviting the chemicals. Send us more. I got the best buzz when that Southwest plane flew by. All right. Lee, what question do you have for me?
And you forgot the frogs are turning gay. Come on. That's also a problem.
The frogs are what? The frogs?
Because of the chemtrails.
Okay.
No, not the chemtrails.
Oh, okay.
No, it's from the chemicals in the water. No, that actually is happening more and more. No, that's not a joke.
Wait, stop.
We're off the rails.
Hold on. We have just left the reservation. Who said the frog? Did the frogs just come out, like have a coming out day? And they said, we are now gay?
They're multicolored frogs.
They started a parade with glitter and ball gags.
Are they?
No, they just started mating with other males. I mean, they just.
That's not called mating.
Chemicals.
Yeah, that's not called mating.
Yeah, well, whatever. They're, you know. I don't know how to describe it, but
Lee,
they
I don't
are,
know what's on your Discovery Channel, but I'm just going to go and recommend you find something else to watch.
No, that's an Alex Jones thing, but it's funny and it is true. Actually, they are.
Oh yeah,
the frogs are gay.
No, that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Oh my
god! I'm
gosh.
Just saying, you left that conspiracy out, and what Bill Gates had talked about was putting a reflective substance up in the atmosphere in order to deflect sunlight, and he did talk about that, about how maybe to cool the Earth.
What I'm hearing now is that Lee believes those are chemtrails, not contrails. That's what I'm hearing.
No, I didn't say that. I don't know if they're actually doing that. I'm just saying that.
You got like 1 minute to ask me a question, girl. That's all you got left.
Yeah, because who filibustered now? Anyway, I just want to mention HB 385 coming out. I want to know that people are saying, oh, the librarians might get arrested for books and stuff like that. As an attorney, what do you see as the ramifications of removing their ability to, you know, give smut and not be arrested?
So here's the thing. Question number one is criminal intent. Are they intent upon trying to violate the law? Are they literally trying to put smut in the kids' hands? If something accidentally slips through, like they did not know because they were not taking enough care when a book was put on the shelf, or someone snuck in and put it on the shelf and the librarian didn't know, then it's not going to be criminal. But if they are literally saying, hey, there's a law that now says, don't sexualize children, but I'm going to anyway. They should lose their job and maybe face criminal penalties, period.
Interesting.
So, intent is very often, a key element to the question of whether there is a true, you know, culpability when it comes to criminal law. There's the occasional negligent homicide, that kind of thing, but more often than not, most crimes are crimes of intent.
Negligent smut peddling.
Yes. If you have negligent smut, that could be different, but that still could be actionable. I'm not saying it's not, but there's.
I just wonder, because it does look like it has momentum. I hope it does anyway.
All right.
And yeah.
Well, hey, watch out for those gay frogs. Keep clear. And when you see the planes making chemtrails, jump inside. And oh, by the way, charge your EVs. All right, Butters and Lee, I love you both. You guys have an amazing time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.